This past time is very special because within this past time, Krishna shows what is a devotee's heart and how he reciprocates with a devotee in very subtle ways. And also he shows how he reciprocates with those who are not devotional. We see his manner of care. We read in the Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter 21, about the young, unmarried gopis of Vrindavan, who all wanted to marry only Krishna. Although they were very young girls, they were fully immersed in thinking of him and no one else. And then they made a plan to attract the mercy of Krishna, to attract the mercy of the goddess Katyayani. They took a vow to please her and thereby to obtain their cherished desire. For 1 month, they performed daily puja. And as we know, this is the coldest month of the year in Vrindavan. And right now it's not so cold, but when the fog comes, it becomes very chilly. So in this coldest month of the year, they went early in the morning to the Jamuna River. And they took their bath, they did their puja, and then they returned home. Finally, on the last day, when they had completed their vow, Krishna went to where they were bathing, and in a most playful and bold way, he tested them. He tested their love, and then he rewarded them with a promise to accept them. Although there were no formal marriages, his loving exchange with each one of them convinced them all that now Krishna was actually our secret husband. Then 1 year later, in the autumn season, he called them all to the forest. He called them out of their homes, away from their families, and then lovingly he played with them in various ways. And finally, he danced with them for a night that lasted millions and millions of years. These girls, fully understanding that Krishna was their husband, felt that that night-long dance was merely a second. So Krishna was well known for his transcendentally attractive qualities and especially his very charming demeanor. And he knows the hearts of every one of his devotees. And he can reciprocate in the most extraordinary ways. So now, please hear the first segment of this pastime in which Krishna shows special favor to the wives of some Mathura Brahmanas who also had developed the desire to to have Krishna as their husband. It was the hot summer season in Vrindavan. On this day, Krishna, Balaram, and all their Gopa friends, in a playful mood, had walked far, far away from the Vrindavan forests where they usually played. And while taking care of the cows, they had covered a great distance. And now, the hot summer sun had made the boys and the cows tired and thirsty. As they walked through the forest, the trees bent their branches over to shade the boys, and they appreciated this very much. Krishna looked at the trees as if they were great big parasols, providing shade and shelter from the fierce summer sun. And he spoke to his friends in a voice that was very sweet, but deep like thunder. As he glorified his friends, he increased their love for him. There were 8 friends who were standing, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, always surrounding Krishna to make sure that he was never in any difficulty or any desire that he had would be immediately fulfilled. Krishna looked at Stoker Krishna and he said, "Stoker Krishna, I am always so happy to see you." And then he looked at Amsuman and he said, "Amsuman, your body is so strong." And what is happening with the microphone? "Amsuman, where are you?" And Sridham, "You are like a garland of auspiciousness." And Subal, "Your wealth is your intense love for me." And Arjuna and Vishal, "Your affection is full of joy." And everybody, please listen to Devaprastha's affection for me. Hear about his affection for me. If the microphone works. Is there something we can stabilize? Okay. So everyone, please hear about Devaprastha's affection for me, which is very, very great. And see how Varantapa is completely controls his mind, and thereby he always defeats me. Playfully glorifying the qualities of his friends, Krishna then turned his attention to the trees. The trees, who were always affectionately bowing their branches down to try to touch his lotus feet, and who were offering fresh fruit and flowers generally whenever Krishna walked on the forest path. Krishna looked at his friends and he said to the boys, "These trees please me very much. They are all effulgent with great love. So suckers, please place your glance upon these trees and praise them with many slokas." The cowherd boys laughed and they looked at Krishna and they said, "It is you. It is you who speak words that are full of wonder. You are like the glorious earrings that adorn the cheeks of the circle of the most eloquent poets. So we think that you should describe the glories of these trees." Then smiling, Krishna said, "Just see the beauty of this forest grove. The trees, they look so attractive with their coral reddish buds enveloped in tender reddish leaves. And look how their branches bow down. And look how they use their own bodies, these saintly, virtuous trees, use their own bodies, to shield other living beings from the burning heat of the sun. These living entities who have taken birth as trees have now borne their fruit. Look at them. Because they live only to protect others, these trees are glorious. With their fruit, their flowers, their shade, their leaves, their firewood, and all the other offerings from these trees, they simply serve others. Human beings who act for the benefit of others are called devotees. Those who act only for their own benefit only pretend to be saintly and virtuous. Krishna's hidden meaning was, because these trees are all residents of Vrindavan, their glories are beyond anything that can be described even in the best of prayers. Even if one takes birth in the worshipable land of Vrindavan as an insignificant plant, he should still be accepted as a great saint. The cowherd boys listened to Krishna's glorification of the trees, and they said, "Oh Krishna, you are the ruling emperor in the circle of great poets. Even Brihaspati himself is not as eloquent as you. How could your words not be sublime? Whatever you say is most appropriate and glorious." Then Krishna said, "That may be so. Still, one day you will personally see the truth of my words." And then Krishna continued his delightful pastimes. The boys wandered along, meandering along from forest to forest amongst the trees, who offer everyone a host of all kinds of pleasures. But since the cows had eaten a lot of grass that day, they began to feel thirsty. And they started to walk very, very slowly. And therefore, out of affection, Krishna led them towards the Jamuna. The tall trees on either side of the sandy path provided cooling shade. Then Krishna, accompanied by Balaram and the gopas and the cows, happily approached the river. If Krishna and his friends had not appeared on earth, then no one could understand their sweet moods of love. The herds of cows first drank that very clear, cold, auspicious, and delicious water. And then the cowherd boys also drank, while Krishna, shining radiantly, rested on the root of a tree beside the path. Playing and roaming through the forest had made the boys hungry. They were feeling weak and lustreless, and drops of perspiration decorated their weary faces and looked like dewdrops on a wilted lotus flower. Due to hunger, and guessing that Krishna, who had abandoned the usual pathway through the forests, which was filled with flower and fruit-bearing trees, he had gone a different way and there were no fruits on the trees there, and who was bereft also of the auspicious lunch that Yasoda, Queen of Braj, would send every day. They were guessing that he must now be very hungry. And so, in their distressed condition, they fearlessly appealed to Krishna and Balaram, who were busy relishing the sweet fragrance of musk in the forest. Dear Krishna and Balaram, you are both all-powerful. You can kill many, many demons. But today, we are afflicted by the demon of hunger. Oh, and this is greatly disturbing us. Our raging appetites have turned our bellies into blazing fires. We cannot find any relief. Oh, Baladev, you're so strong and handsome and radiant. And Krishna, you have powerful arms. So please, arrange something that will save us from this difficulty. While speaking, the boys gestured with their hands to indicate their desire to go further into this forest, to maybe there would be fruit there. And they showed how hungry they were with their showing their stomachs and their emaciated faces. And Krishna smiled at them, his heart softened with love, and he slightly revealed his beautiful teeth. O suckers, listen carefully. I do not see any pathway into this forest, and it is an ashok grove. Ashok trees do not have fruit. There is nothing to eat in that forest. But I will help you by telling you how you can get relief from your misery. Not far from here, live some very respectable brahmanas. They are honored by the best of sages. They are performing a very, very elaborate puja. It is called the Agnir Soma, and it is meant to gain promotion to heaven. Because of their broad minds and their liberal distribution of food, they have attained brilliant fame. As well as being expert in Vedic rituals, these Grihastha Brahmanas can easily dispel anyone's ignorance with their vast knowledge of Shastra. The boys looked at Krishna and said, "Do you want to feed us or do you want us to go to a katha?" Krishna said, "Follow the crooked winding path that leads along the Jamuna and you will see their yagyashals, one after another, just like a garland of flowers. Go there now. Offer respects to these learned brahmanas and tell them that you are hungry. Then lovingly beg them for food in our names." Although at first the boys weren't completely convinced about this plan, finally they accepted Krishna's words with full faith. And then he gave them one final instruction. He said, "In your minds, always keep this instruction. A beggar should remain very patient and tolerant." Then even though the boys were tired, they now became excited to go and meet these brahmanas, watching and waiting for their return. Krishna sat down under the Vrindavan trees by the bank of the Jamuna. Kirtan should now take place. So this is the first part of this beautiful pastime. The boys are going to meet these wonderful brahmanas who are going to provide them everything that they need. All the food that they require. On Krishna's request, they are proceeding.